Whew. I'm still feeling it, y'all. Still feeling it. As we should, right? All right, everybody there, Romans chapter 13, and we're going to be in verse 11, starting in verse 11, and we're going to make it all the way down to 14. Just a few verses on today. And when you have it, will you please say amen? A little old school. Thank you. All right, and it reads, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." The word of God for the people of God. Today, I wanted to speak to you from the sermon titled, "Sound the Alarm, Wake Up." And my sermons have really been about the coming of the Lord lately. And it's not my fault, y'all. I am obedient to the Lord. I listen to what he tells me to do, and I do it. And so this is just another scripture that we are going to work our ways through to wake up today. And so let's talk about sleep. What is sleep? That's something that all of us need, right? Everyone in this world has to be able to get some form of sleep. 7 to 8 hours, I think it's 6 to 8 hours as we get older, is what we need to be able to be successful, right? And so in the natural, our bodies need sleep. In the spirit realm, we gotta be awake. We can't fall asleep in the spirit. We can't remain asleep in the spirit. We can't get lost in going through the motions in the spirit. And so in Strong's, the word sleep is defined as a deep sleep, sleep torpor, or inactivity in the physical body or psychologically in this particular scripture. You see, the danger of times is here. And I think we who are awake in the spirit can see all the things that are happening in our world. All of the things that are promoting darkness is happening right now. But those of us who are awakened in the spirit, we know that is just the signs and wonders of Jesus coming back. But those of us who are asleep, we don't even realize that anything's happening. Those are just fires in California. It'll get better. Those are the ones that are dormant in the spirit. But I'm here to tell you on today that it's time for us to wake up. God is sounding the alarm, and he's telling us that it's time for us to wake up. Who better to be awake than Christians who come to church every single Sunday, every Wednesday, every time the doors are open, we're here for prayer. Like, who else to wake up than us? You see, sometimes when we're in ministry and we are working and being greeters at the door, hospitality, we're doing all these different things, but sometimes we're asleep because we get lost in doing the things in motion. Just because I signed up for this, this is what I'm supposed to do. But when we get to a point of operating in excellence in the spirit and being purposeful and intentional in our works and in our ministry, that is when God is, "You're awake now," right? Because I'm not just doing a job just to serve my church, but I'm doing it to serve the people of God. And so we have to ensure that we are awakened in the spirit. Even if we do have jobs in the church, we come to church every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Friday, every Tuesday, whatever day you come, when the doors are open, if you're here, make sure we're not asleep in the spirit and we're not just going through the motions. Because there's a real fight that's coming, and God keeps saying, we got to train up, we got to get in step, we got to get ready, because there's a battle that's coming. And so there are people who talk in their sleep, there are people who sleepwalk, right? And so think about a person that sleepwalks. Are they psychologically there? Do they know what they're doing? No. They have no idea what they're doing. And so imagine being in the spirit and I'm sleepwalking. I have no purpose. No intentionality about what I'm doing. I'm just walking, blinded. Last week, or a couple of weeks ago, I think, I had an event that was, had a 14-hour day, and I was exhausted. And you know you have to catch up on your sleep. And so I think by the second day, I was still very tired. And my husband was trying to talk to me and ask me questions. And we were laying in bed. And I was answering him, but I have no recollection. I have no idea what he asked me that night. I have no idea what I said. He was like, babe, just go to sleep. And so when we tire ourselves out, even in the natural, right? And we're exhausted in the natural because of the works that we're doing, right? We have no room for the spirit. And so we have to make sure that we're getting that adequate rest in the natural to sleep. But then we also, because that allows us to get to be awake in the spirit. Does that make sense? And so we have to make sure that we're doing those things. And so as we get into this first scripture, I need you to say, sound the alarm. Oh, I need to hear you louder. Sound the alarm. Yeah, it's got to sound like it's a siren coming, right? So Jesus is about to come. And so when shall we awake, you may ask? When should we wake up? The time is right now. We got to wake up right now. We can't be dead. It's time to wake up. And so the first scripture says, and that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The time is right now, y'all. Some of us are dead. We're exhausted. And what happens when a person dies and tries to get resuscitated? Someone gives them CPR. They may break a rib, right? That's going to hurt when they wake up or if they come back to life. So I might have a broken rib, but I'm alive. You know what I'm saying? And so in the spirit, if someone comes, we have to be accountable to one another, that you got to have somebody in your circle that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, that when you get down and you fall asleep in the spirit, that they can wake you back up. You have to have that. And so we have to, and it may hurt. Chastisement and accountability hurts. It does not feel good. Sometimes I struggle. I'm like, man, like, leave me alone. No, don't leave me alone, please. Don't leave me alone. Like, let me know when I'm doing something I'm not supposed to be doing. Let me know when I need to get up and pray. Let me know when I need to be worshiping the Lord, right? Like, remind me of what I was called to. Tierra, remember God said this. Remind me of that. And so the time is now, y'all. We have to sound the alarm now. We have to live in constant expectation that he is on his way. Every single day, I want to go to bed, and every single night, oh, I'm ready to hear the trumpet sound. I want to hear it, because I wonder if the people who are asleep in the spirit, are they going to hear the trumpet, or is it just going to be the ones that know God and know his voice? That is a hard thing, because I don't want to miss that trumpet sound. That's the alarm right there. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to miss the trumpet sound. And so in order to do that, I got to be awake in the spirit. So 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, and verses 5 and 6 say, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. And I added, now, today. We have so much work to do. Our master is calling us to wake up. And when that alarm goes off, when the trumpet sounds, are we going to go? The time is now. 9:37 a.m. today, right now. Sound the alarm. All right, moving on to the next verse. So say, sound the alarm.
Sound the alarm.
Now we got to get dressed. Got to put our clothes on, right? We wake up in the morning, you wake up, the alarm goes off, you wake up, right? And now you got to put on your clothes. But before you put on your clothes, you got to take something off. It's so good. So the next verse reads, this is verse 12, we're in verse 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Cast off means to put away. Okay? To put away. Now, when I looked up the word darkness in Strong's, which is our, you know, biblical dictionary, it says that the word is defined as shadow or shade, right? So what is a shadow? If y'all don't shout, I'm gonna be mad. A shadow is defined as a dark area on a surface that is caused by an object blocking the light. Let me say that again. A shadow is defined as a dark area on a surface that is caused by an object blocking the light. If the shade is defined as darkness in this scripture, or the shadow is defined as darkness in this scripture, right? And the shadow is defined as an object that's blocking the light. The darkness that you have on your body is blocking the light. Therefore, God can't get the full tiara unless I'm standing right here in the light. Does that make sense? And so anytime that there's something blocking that, you can't really see me, right? I can't really see the light. I can't see God. And so it's very important that we understand that we have to take the darkness off. And so taking off the darkness is drinking, drugs, sex, outside of marriage, all of those things that are not aligned with the Lord, things that take you away from the Lord, the TV, all of that is darkness. Take it off. It's time for us to take it off because the alarm has been sounded. And so once you take it off, we take off the love of sin. We take off the desire of sin, the want, that thing that we want so badly that God is trying to take away from us. Because, and it's only because he wants more of you. It's not to hurt us, right? It's to make us better. It's to nurture us, to love on us, to encourage us, to motivate us, because there's something in somebody that's assigned to you that God is trying to get you to pour into them, but he can't get it to them because you got the darkness on. Because we have the darkness on. You with me? Amen. All right. And so think about in your life, you know, we haven't all always been saved. There's a BC time for each and every one of us before Christ, right? there's that individual. And think about all the things that you did before that you didn't consider Christ, and you didn't think about who he is and, you know, what he means to you. Think about that. That's what you took off, right? Long time ago. Or maybe for some of us last year or last month. Doesn't matter where you are. Just matters that we take off the darkness. And so now looking ahead, getting dressed and putting on the armor of light. You see, in this position, we're not necessarily just talking about the armor of God, but we're talking about putting on the person of Jesus Christ. Not just his characteristics and like the fact that he's gentle and he's love and he's joy and he's peace and he's happy, he's all these different things, but the person of who he is. And that is such a big thing to put on, is Jesus. But this scripture says that we can do that. It's righteousness. It's striving for righteousness. It is allowing him to sit on us every single day. His Holy Spirit dwelling with us every single day. We can have that every single day. That's how we get dressed in the Spirit. And there's so many people that, you know, I struggle a lot where I have very high expectations for how I live my life. And I've struggled myself very badly. Like those of you who don't know, have never heard me preach, I struggled with alcohol and other things. And it got to a point where I had to say, I'm done, right? Had to let it go. And that was me taking off my darkness. And it was hard. I was like, Lord, why do I keep doing this? You know, I'm crying. I'm like, why? Why do I keep doing this? But you know, there were things that happened to me, and that's how I coped, was through drinking. A lot of us have coped through negative things. And so we got to find that thing that we cope with that's positive. And why not prayer? Why not something good that is going to feed my spirit and protect my temple? My temple needs to be ready, available, and used by the Lord. It needs to be purified. right? The blood of Jesus needs to rain on it so that it could be ready and used and available for the Lord Jesus Christ. Not for anything or anybody else, but for him. And so that's why we have to be dressed in the Spirit, because at any point he could call me to go do something. And I've got to be able to hear him, and I've got to be able to be obedient. And so we have to make sure that we do those things. And we have to make sure that the light shines, because I know those of you who have been walking this life for a while, I'm sure there's people that have seen you and they're like, man, you're glowing. Like, what is that? They want to know what's different about you. And 9 times out of 10, you say, it's God. It's his Spirit that's dwelling within me. It's his Spirit that's resting on me. People can see his Spirit, and other Christians recognize that Spirit. So it's interesting that all people, whether you're saved or not, they recognize it. That's because they had it once before as well. And so we have to make sure that we get dressed and we put on the person of Jesus Christ, not just his characteristics, y'all. Yes, we need to have the fruit of the Spirit, and that needs to flow out of our mouths, but putting on the person of Christ. Whew, like, that is so good to me. All right, sound the alarm. Oh, we got it now. We're going to walk at large. The verse 13 says, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. So let us walk decently, noble and honorable. Let's tread all around. Let's walk like we big steppers for the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, when I walk in a room, they see Jesus, not Tierra. They see Jesus. And I walk confident. And I'm like, good morning, how are you? Right? I look them in the eye. I give them a handshake. How are you? Because I belong to him and I'm representing him. And so the way that you walk every single day, you can't be inconsistent. You can't sometimes walk in, you know, oh man, like I'm tired today. You representing Christ. Every time you walk in a room, you're representing the Most High. You are the first face of Jesus Christ. So how you walk matters. How we walk matters. And it has to be honest and noble. Jesus should never see you do something like, I think Pastor talked about a white lie last week or the week before. And Jesus would be like, a lie is a lie. And it say, do not lie. I tell you not to, you know what I'm saying? And so we have to make sure that we walk earnestly and honestly at all times, because we represent the Most High. My dad he's very big on, you know, representing the family when you walk out. But what he would always say is my maiden last name was Miles and my mom's last name was a Jordan. So he would always say, you're a Miles and you're a Jordan, but most of all, you belong to Jesus Christ. That was my number one. I represented God first, and then I represented my family. And so how I walk matters. And so I got to teach my kids the same thing. How you walk matters. And so, but God is first. He is first. And so putting on that person, but also exuding the fruits of the Spirit, they know you belong to a good God. And they want to know him just like you. And that is the point. We are to evangelize. I'm getting ahead of myself, but we are to evangelize and get people attracted to God. And we do that by walking honestly. We do that by walking with our heads held high. We do that by pointing all glory to him. That's why I get so excited during worship, because we are worshiping the Most High God. And who am I to not get up and give my praise to him? Who am I to not open my mouth and talk about how we have one beautiful, amazing God? Who am I? Nobody. Right? And so we have to make sure that we're walking in that way. So anything, as it goes in the second half of the scripture where it says not in rioting, rioting is letting loose. I don't have no boundaries, no expectations for myself. I'm just doing what I want to do. Right? Drunkenness, intoxication, chambering. When I looked this up, I didn't know quite exactly what it was biblically, but it's cohabitating. How many people are living with someone and not married, right? wantonness, immoral sexuality. Look at our world. Not in arguments and debates. Look at our world. Not in envy or jealousy. These things are running rampant in the world. And it's not going to change unless people like us walk out into it and sound the alarm. And so it's very important, again, that we walk in the way that we are called to walk. Next verse. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So we dress with the light. We put on the light. We put on the armor of light. When we walk around, we have this array on us, which we've already discussed. But we put on, which is righteousness. Philippians 3:9 says, and be found in him. You don't have to go there. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, not my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. So I don't ever want to put on self-righteousness of who I am. I always remain humble. And I put on the righteousness of God. And I make sure that the things that are said in this here Bible, that I apply those to my life. And it's not just the New Testament. It's the whole Bible. He came to fulfill the law. And then last, it says Ephesians 4:24, and that ye put on the new man, because we're not the same people we were before, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, we put on that new person. And we're ever changing, y'all. We don't always just stay the same. We get better each and every day. So my old person yesterday got this Tiara today has to be better than she was yesterday. So I'm not just talking about, you know, when I was, you know, sinning and openly doing all these different things. We all sin, whether it's with a thought or whatever. But every single day, I got to get better. So this Tiara got to do something better today. We got to do something better. We're ever always growing, always getting better, always striving for righteousness, always striving towards the goal. And last and certainly not least, God said that I needed to give the people a charge, right? So can you tell me, can you say sound the alarm one more time? I need to hear a little bit better. One more time. There we go. So we're going to sound the alarm, right? Yeah, we're going to sound the alarm. All right. And then what we're going to do is we're going to wake up the people. Because maybe everybody in here has it all together. I don't know. I know I don't. Maybe some of us think we do, right? But we got to wake up the people, right? We got to wake them up. We got to teach them and show them how to get dressed and how to take off darkness and put the light of God on, the person of God. We have to teach them and show them what it looks like to walk honestly. We have to make sure that they know and understand and teach them how to let go of the things of the flesh, right? Like that's our responsibility. So God said, I have a charge for the people at Christ Unveiled. And he said, I want you to go out. And I want you to wake the people up. I want you to sound the alarm. And I want you to tell them the things that I told you on today. He said, wake them up, get them dressed, show them how to walk, show them how to worship me, show them how to pray, right? And it is baby steps. Don't push them too hard. Baby steps, because we don't want to scare them off. But be real with them. I wish everyone could hear the Revelation study that Pastor has been doing. It has been such an amazing study on Wednesdays. And what I'm learning, and I kind of said this, but it's like, I don't know, people might get scared away, but it's like when you become a Christian, you need to read Revelations. You know what I'm saying? Like Revelations is deep. And when we talk about the New Jerusalem, it's such a beautiful thing that it's like, I don't want to miss out on that. I don't want to miss the New Jerusalem. Right? Like, I want to go the first time, not the second. I don't want to get left in tribulation, right? And so that's why we got to wake up. That's why we have to help our friends get dressed and, you know, be able to be ready to worship the Lord and to walk in their purpose. So remember, what we're called to, everything that we are called to is according to what God has purposed us to do. And if we do not answer our call, all of the people that he assigned to us, that are standing behind us, that are coming behind us, doesn't get what they need. And so this is a call and a charge for each and every one of us to sound the alarm, to wake up, and then to pass it on and help others get dressed for the Lord's coming. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, here we are again, God, with our hearts surrendered and our hearts lifted up to you, our minds resting and focused on you and what you did on the cross. We thank you, Jesus, for coming down, being willing to give your life for us. And because you did so, not because of your actions, but because of who you are, we make this pledge that we would wake up in the Spirit. You have sounded the alarm. You have awakened us in the Spirit. And you have given us a charge, Lord, to pass it on to somebody else. And we thank you for the charge. We thank you that you have selected and chosen us to carry your word, to pour it into someone else, oh God, and to pay it forward, Lord. And as we help the ones that you're going to send to us, God, get dressed in the Spirit and to put you on, we pray that we would then teach them, Lord, how to teach others, oh God, and that it would become a generational thing, Lord God. So sound the alarm, Lord. You have sounded it, God. You have given us exactly what we need in order to move forward. And all we need is a Bible, your word, and a commitment to you and relationship, oh God. So God, we thank you for every person that's on the webcast, Lord. We thank you for every person that's in this house, Lord God, on today. And we ask that you would push them forward into their calling and purpose, God. And let them carry it, God, honestly walking it the way that you would have them to walk, oh Jesus. Lord, we honor you and we worship you.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have sounded the alarm. And I pray, Father God, that we will get up and do as you asked us to do, that we'll get closer to you, and that we'll be able to show our light as we go out and about throughout the world. It is in Jesus' most precious and his holy name that I pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, and thank you all for coming out. We're glad to see you in-house and those who are online. Just a few quick announcements. We only have one kiosk outside. And it is, if you would scan the QR code, it would help you the next time you get ready to use it. It will, your information will be in there if you go in and sign up. So just as if it's busy out there, just take a picture of the QR code out there and then you can finish signing it up on your phone. And if you haven't already had a chance to give, please help us in giving and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have the new commandment, the new commentary on the first and second theologians is available. It is out. If you need help getting it, the greeters will be more than glad to help you with that. And our donation page has changed as well. Just be aware that it has changed. And with that, that is all that I have. You are dismissed.